Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
What is up? Welcome back to the Bleach Boys filler arc, where the Bleach news continues to come, even though Bleach, I think it's not coming until 2026 at this point.
No, it's not going to be until 2026.
But we have more Bleach Rebirth of Souls news with Shuhei Hisagi being announced. We talked about it last podcast. We have Bleach Soul Resonance news, where there's the upcoming mobile game beta test that is Chinese only, but will allow international people to play.
Interesting.
John has created multiple tournament formats for Bleach Rebirth of Souls that we're going to talk about. There is an NHK episode that came out about talking about Puro Films and what went into making the Bleach anime. They had a couple of neat quotes from that. Additionally, Universal Fan Fest just sold tickets for the very first time, which is going to be like Halloween Horror Nights, but for fandom. So it's going to be Dungeons & Dragons, Star Trek, Harry Potter, Jujutsu Kaisen, and One Piece, which is super, super. Oh, and Back to the Future of all things. I don't know why that one got
Back to the Future's in there.
And I got more stuff to talk about the O Museum, which is the Bleach 20th anniversary, and so much more. There's more stuff to talk about. Pythies finished Mashal. Jose started Fate Stay Night. And we got Club Outside Questions. It just never stops here. Oh, and let's just tack on to that as well, that the captains are still just running an absolute amok in Discord. So we have so much to talk about
yes,
on this week's episode.
Lot.
Speaking of, we have a theme song. We have two theme songs. Shout out to Chilzy. Now, if we don't get copyright striked here, theme song. And welcome back, everybody.
Nice. Man, that thing I definitely heard
so
was
yep.
very good.
Yep.
So good.
There's two of them. If assuming that it cannot go in here, even if it does, I will post both of them to our Instagram. So you guys can enjoy them in full. Instagram.com/WeebsGuild. Links for all that will be in the description, as always. Well, let's kick it off with some Bleach Rebirth of Souls news then. As mentioned at the top, Shuhei Hisagi was announced right after our podcast came out. Our podcast came out Sunday of us asking if he's going to be in the game. And we were also asking if Findor is going to be in the game. No news about Findor, unfortunately. Still don't know if he's going to be in the game or not. I hope he is. But I did the math. If we count the Mondays that lead up to the game's release, there's only seven Mondays left.
Seven slots left?
So that could potentially mean there's only seven slots left. They could do multiple characters in a trailer. We kind of got some of that with like Aizen and Yamamoto. Mm-hmm. I could see them releasing some sort of a mega trailer for the top three Espada, because we haven't got any of those yet. But potentially, at the bare minimum, seven characters left. Now, a couple of neat things about Hisagi. He has a fear bar.
Interesting.
As kind of, can't fear your own world, of course. Got a shout out to the boy. And basically his fear is accumulated by the destruction of Kunpaku or being in the awakening state. And the more fear is accumulated, the more damage he will do. Interesting.
Okay.
They are doing a really good job of giving each character kind of like their own unique abilities, where it doesn't seem like they're going across the board. One of my favorite things about Shuhei Hisagi is that he has three different Hatos under one spiritual pressure move.
Damn.
So he can do the classic one, Shakuho. Sokatsui, and I don't know how to pronounce this one, so I'm going to shoot off the hip. Hagen, Hato 54, Hagen.
Is that the rod one or the chain one?
I'm not sure. I think he has the rod one. Obviously, we know what Shakuho is, right? Shakuho is just the explosion. They just shoot
the
fucking fireball. Everyone and their mom used Shakuho throughout the whole show.
Especially Renji.
And in every filler arc, somebody was shooting off Shaka Ho. It was just like it perfectly was going
to
happen.
I hope we get to see it in Hell Arc.
And it says it changes depending on the amount of fear that you have. Ooh. So if you don't have that much, it'll be Shaka Ho, then it'll work up to Sokatsui, and then the one I can't pronounce, Hado number 54. Additionally, spiritual pressure move number 2 is a warrior's poise, and it takes a counterattack stance with arms ready. By being attacked in the stance, Isagi will turn to the opponent's back and attack and activate Tsuzuri Raiden as a follow-up attack. Since the damage will increase depending on the amount of accumulated fear, it can be a reversal move at the end of the battle. So that one does look like the kind of lightning sort of setup with that one. And then, of course, this shouldn't be a shocker to anybody, his awakening is pulling out Kazushini, which wanted. Everybody wanted to see it.
That's right.
Now, I watched the trailer. I did not hear it. I don't think they played it really loud. Phew! Like noise when he throws it. You know, like in the anime, how they kept making this cutting noise constantly, and it was like super high pitched and loud. I didn't hear that in the trailer.
Sam, what's the name of the Hado again? The number?
Hado number 54.
Heian?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, I'm watching Tosin do it, and he's just shooting fire. This is when he burns Grimmjow's arm.
Oh, okay. Oh. So it's like a burger move. He starts with a bottom bun, which is also an explosion. Mm-hmm. Then the middle one is Sokatsui. And then the top one is another explosion on the top bun.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Get the explosion burgers.
Basically, by awakening, he just gets kind of mid-range attacks now. And then he will show even greater enhancement, of course, by accumulating more fear. Anyways, very excited for him to be part of that. Now, I will read you guys. I have a list of all of the characters here, which is not that many. But they have done like a very good job of collecting. So we have Ichigo 1, we have Ichigo 2, which Ichigo 1 is like the OG base, like Soul Society Rescue Arc. And then we obviously have the Vassal Lord of Ichigo, mm-hmm. Rukia, Uryu, Byakuya, Yoruichi, Chad, Urahara, again, Rengiku, Hitsugaya, Kenpachi, Okiura, Tozen, Soifon, Renji, Izuru, Nell, Grimmjow, Mayuri, Yamamoto, Aizen, Shinji, Zyalapro, Shunsui, Komamura, and then Shuhei. So we have 7 slots left. Now think about it like this. 3 of them have to go to the top 3 spot. There's
no
fucking way.
They have to, right? You're going to have a Stark. Got to have Halible and Baragon.
So we have 4 slots left after that.
What about Nell?
Nell's already in here.
Oh, she is? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Nell's in here. Nell has the move where she can call out Donnachaka and Peshe and do a move together, which is pretty cool. we still haven't seen, will we get any other visors in here? Because Hiyori is part of Shinji's kit, but will we get any of the other visors?
Maybe.
Because I think Kensei does a lot.
Kensei does a lot. Mm-hmm. I think Love too, right?
Yeah, I would lean if they give it to anybody. Kensei, Hachi would be sick to have, or Tessai, but I don't know if they would ever do that.
Tessai's going to be a secret character.
That'd be so cool. I would love Tessai.
Lisa helped fight against Halibel, so maybe her.
Yeah, it's just tough because they all helped. Because also, Rose and Love fought against Stark, right?
True.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't care about either of them.
It's going to be Wonderwise.
I just feel like Kensei and Mashiro, I feel like in my mind, looking back, were the most prevalent, at least in that battle above Karakura Town.
Yeah, because they took on Wonderwise.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. So, let's just go. Here's what I'm going to predict here. Top 3 Espada, where I'm going to guess 7 spots here. Top 3 Espada. Then we're going to go Yami has to have a spot. Yami's not in here yet.
Okay, yeah.
Yami's super relevant to the story all over the place. Then I'm going to give another spot to Kensei. Kensei can have maybe Kensei.
We'll have Mashiro as a...
Maybe some of the other visors, they are like all together. Yeah. Like some super, I don't know. He's a six pack. He gets all the other models in there.
It's like a Pokemon trainer in Super Smash Bros.
There you go. There you go. Just swaps them out constantly. So that'll be 5. Then we have 2 more slots after that. Do I give a slot to Findor? Do I expect Findor to show up? Because I kind of feel like they're potentially going... Do you think they are going more off the manga? They're going more off the anime? Because that's the question, right? Because I feel like if it's going based off the anime, I think Findor is a shoe-in because everybody loves that fight. But I think if it goes more off the manga, I don't think that was nearly as a beloved fight in the manga.
I guess if we're going off of how much people love the fight, we got to get Noitora in there somehow.
Oh, definitely. True, that's true. So that puts us at 6.
Damn.
Without even putting Findor in.
Then what
would be
the
6.
Last one?
Well, there's also Zomari, but Zomari nobody fucking loves.
Yeah, he's kind of lame.
Yeah. There's also Aden Yeddo, and the Japanese people love Kaien.
Oh, that's true.
So that
true.
Would be
they
the
do.
Easiest shocker to put Kaien in there under Aden Yeddo.
Are there any lieutenants that people actually really love that aren't in the game yet?
Momo.
Oh, God.
And I say that unironically. Uh-huh. Like I know it's going to be like, oh, Momo. But as we have all learned in Thousand Year Part 3, when we're reading those interviews with like the cast, they all like Momo. All of them like Momo. All of them like Kaien.
I don't. They died on the line of duty. Except for Momo. She still comes back.
Yeah, she survived in the line of duty, Jose. But she did get fucked up in the line of duty. So that is true.
Guys, I just had a revelation, and all of us are sad now. None of our waifus are important enough to make it into the game.
That's so true.
John and Zero were in, I forget even what channel. I think it was like a music channel.
It was a music channel.
And they were
channel.
Trying to cheer up Jose, like, don't worry, Jose. They're doing Thousand Year Blower characters. It could be Nemu. Not a chance in fucking hell they waste one of those Thousand Year Blower spots on Nemu. Like, that's ridiculous.
She's going to show up into my Yuri special. You watch.
I could see that happening. I could easily see her being part of... Well, isn't she? I thought we saw maybe. Is she part of Mayuri's kit?
Yeah, she's in Mayuri's kit.
Yes. So she's part of the kit already. So, I mean, I don't know. But also, Kukaku and Jadambo were in the first arc a lot, okay?
What if it's his ultimate, where it's like he goes to sacrifice himself, she pushes him out of the way, and then goes, blap. Then blows up.
That'd be pretty good. I'd be happy with that.
Just playing her every single time just to watch
her blow
up. I just
spam the ultimate over and over.
Stop it. Just have a mental breakdown. Oh.
Is there a chance Ishin gets in the game?
Ooh.
That's a great question.
Ooh.
I feel like he could because he also has a fight. And his awakening could easily be like, I don't know, like he just activates his Shinkai and gets you.
Yeah.
He just lights his sword on fire. Because
he had like cool moves. Like one of his moves would be flicking people, you know?
Yeah.
like he's a cool fighter. And obviously he fought Grand Fisher as well, which is another key moment. Ishin could make it. I am interested. I kind of feel like, and I don't know how accurate this may be, They're still like, I think if they do 7 characters, they would have a very solid roster. Now that we know that the DLC is going to be Thousand Year Blood War, I would not be surprised if they maybe leave a couple of secret characters. Like, oh, let's not announce them all. Because they only really need to add 3 or 4. And then they got everybody. They got like all the key people that they could ever want to add. So I think they would be fine. I think if they just do like they announce 7 more, then they keep a couple to the side, like in a little pocket.
Yeah,
that way we'll just add them to the
quiet.
Game. People get a little bit surprised when they play, they unlock this character. People will be super happy.
That'd be really cool. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I guess if they really want to go into the Fullbringer, all you got to do is just add Genjo and Tsukushima.
Oh, yeah. And people will be so happy.
The only ones they want.
Well, yeah, I've seen people already asking for Ruruka, of course.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Those would be the 3 that people would want. There would be none of the other Fullbringers. Nobody wants to play as Guriko.
No one wants to play as a kid.
Moe. No one wants to play as Moe, the gambler.
Oh, I was talking about
Yukio,
yeah. Yep. Hate that kid.
Yeah, nobody wants to play as those characters. So they could easily do a 3-pack Fullbring DLC, and that's it. That's all they need to add.
Yeah, easy. We'll still buy it.
I would play as Guriko, ironically.
I was going to say, I'd play the fuck out of Tsukushima. That'd be so much
fun.
Would
be a lot of fun.
And then you'd say, what DLC? He was the first character announced.
He's always been in the game. They need to add him and give him the #1 spot, like right in the front of the roster. That'd be so good.
There's Tsukushima mode on your game.
Yeah, and you play through all the key battles of Tsukushima being there.
No, it's just a really shitty PNG of Tsukushima just photoshopped in the background of every scene.
I've been here from the very beginning, Ichigo.
Listen, I mean, if Bandai Namco wants to reach out, I could go ahead and make that game mode, so I'll throw the PNG in there. Just don't worry about it.
He like Orihime gets taken to Wakamundo, and he's just standing behind Aizen's chair looking. Like, I was there.
Like, oh no.
Oh no, he was there the whole time.
Such a shame. There is, so... A little bit behind the scenes. We are recording this on Thursday, the 29th of January. Tomorrow, the 30th, at 6 a.m., there is a gameplay video being released again with Marita playing the story mode some more. So there could be more information coming out by the time this releases. He's going to play the story mode that takes place at the end of the introduction to like the Substitute Shinigami arcs, like the very first portion when Byakuya and Renji show up.
Oh, that part.
Yes. So he's going to play through that is what the video says. So there could be some more information about the story that gets released before we see this. But just so we catch that, it's there. Now, John has been working very, very hard creating all kinds of different tournament forms that he could do for Bleach Rebirth of Souls. A lot of them are like character limitations. Here's an example of some of them. So he has one that would be themed The Clash of Las Noches. And it would be only Espada. So it'd be a tournament where everybody can only play Espada.
That sounds fun.
There's other ones that is the Hills of the Souls, which is only captains. Gotei Vice Gauntlet, which is obviously only lieutenants. So on and so forth. Now, there are some really fun ones in here that I tell them, you know, I feel like when the characters aren't restricted is when you're going to have the most fun. Soul Society Showdown. Only characters with a 5, which is the max stat, and one of their stats can be used. So I said that one would be a lot of fun because you're basically, it's like the war potentials, if that was in your Blood War now. You have to pick somebody that is maxed out in one stat, and then that's who you'd fight against. And then I like this one the best because we talked about this before, of course. Back in black, and it says the Discord chooses a main on first-come, first-served basis, and if your main is taken, you cannot play that.
Ooh.
So only one person can pick a character until we fill up the roster.
That's bullshit. Someone would pick Chad out of spite, and then who do I play?
Then it's game over.
How am I supposed to rep Abuelo if I can't be Chad? Mm-hmm.
Damn, you're going to fight Abuelo with Chad?
Yep.
Okay, you know what? I'll do what I do in Smash. I put the red color on Ridley and just say that he's Charizard. So I'll pick Gin and be like, damn, dude, you check out Chad's new bangs. He's rocking it.
He has another one, which its characters are considered to be under the effects of Gente Kaijo. So it would be a tournament where you're not allowed to awaken or use any reawakenings.
Ooh.
So you have to fight in the base form.
That actually sounds fun.
Right? Right? So he has a whole bunch. I'll link to it. It's in our Discord as well. So if you guys aren't in there, of course, check the description for a link to the Discord and join up. We've been having a lot of fun in there recently, and John's been working very, very hard on all kinds of different formats from when the game releases.
I like
it. So shout out to John.
Those are super cool.
He has way more. I just gave you guys a quick little Jose, that's all of them, dude.
Damn.
He has a ton. So check him out, definitely. Now, Jose, I have good news for you.
Yes. Let's
talk about this NHK, which I found out, by the way, I don't know if NHK is pronouncing correctly. I'm going to assume they are. They pronounce it Piero Films. Piero Films. Piero Films is how they pronounce this.
Not Piero, how we...
Nope. Piero. So I assume NHK knows how to properly pronounce it. So I will keep going Piero, just because I know I'm going to revert back to that. But they released a interview, and actually the interview started talking about Anime Expo last year and how Bleach was really popular.
Hell,
I tried to look for
us,
Jose. I couldn't see us. And then they were doing interviews with people as they were leaving. I also didn't see us at all, Jose. So,
dude, we walked out so quickly.
Yeah, I really tried to look, but yeah, we weren't there. So I watched it. I don't know if you guys have seen the quotes flying around. I feel like Pythies, maybe you've seen it. So everybody is claiming that Piero Films is established only for the Bleach series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the company for Bleach. It's only going to be for Bleach. That's it.
That's right.
That's not the case.
No.
So I saw this posted all over Twitter, and people sent it to me in Discord. John sent it to me in Discord. I was like, look. And I was like, damn, that's cool. Because a lot of people are getting their hopes up where if this studio, Piero Films, was created just for Bleach, like the only thing they're using it for is Bleach, that's very high likelihood that we're getting a Bleach remake, right? Because what are they going to do after this? Are they going to continue on with Bleach? We're going to get something really cool, because you wouldn't make its own division and just do, you know, two seasons and then fuck off, right? I watched the interview, and I specifically was looking for the part where it said that. So here's my report on that. Firstly, in this exact NHK thing, they say that the new division was built around the team of Bleach, Sazen, and Blood War.
Okay.
Not for Bleach, Sazen, and Blood War, but they built it around the existing team, which by doing so allows them to extend the team to more than just the inside Piero animators and bring in a lot of outside talent for this new division. Additionally, it made the production schedule much longer, which gave them more time to make things look really good. So previously, the production schedule was for less than a year, and now they moved it to more than a year and a half long.
Jesus.
So one of the things that was also rebutted on Twitter a lot, which is this is correct, leakers, who a lot of them are considered reliable in, you know, online, and people believe them, they were saying that before Core 3 even came out that there are production issues, tight schedules, they're falling behind. According to this interview, that is not the case. They had a year and a half long to make this. The new division really allowed them to take their time with everything. And it actually showed them how they finished the episode, and they actually one representative from each of the divisions of like inside of this company. So like one who does shading, one who does CG modeling, and like they'll all sit in a room and watch the episode together. And then they'll give criticism and they'll go back.
Oh, so in case to go back or adjust anything.
And the episode they kept talking about while they were in that segment talking about how they fix the shadows was the Nemu and versus Pernita.
Oh,
they
really?
Kept showing that episode and talking about how like they watched that really quickly. They made a lot of revisions on it, and they kept showing that episode, which was very, very cool. So they additionally say that the change in name, they believe that that shows their commitment to making no more excuses when it comes to money or quality, because
nice.
They have a lot more money.
Okay.
They
makes
have
sense.
A lot more time for the quality. There's a lot of other cool stuff that they talk about in here. That's really just the bullet point notes that I thought was relevant to what everybody's talking about. It's a really good watch. It's posted in almost full on Twitter. I can link to it in the description as well. But it talks a lot about Bleach It talks a lot about how they make the anime. I said, shout out, Jose. There's a lot about Mayuri versus Pernita in the beginning, so
that's
definitely
right.
Check it out. But it was very, very interesting, and I thought it was going to be all Japanese, but it was NHK, and it was in English.
Oh,
and
that's
subtitles
cool.
And the whole thing. It was a really good read, and another thing that people are taking from this interview is obviously with the production schedule being a year and a half long, a lot of people are considering this as like this is the nail in the coffin that Bleach is going to come out in 2026. Like Core 4 is going to be 2026.
I could see that, mm-hmm. I guess.
Probably, but I mean, imagine how hard they're going to cook with this much time in the oven.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Very true.
And there's not anything in the interview that explicitly said, from what I saw, that explicitly said, like, oh, this is only for Bleach. We're only going to do Bleach stuff. It was just built around the Bleach team and obviously to push that barrier forward for Bleach. Nothing is stopping them from doing an anime that's not Bleach.
That's true.
Yeah.
Give me more Bleach OVAs.
Let's go.
Give me another Bleach movie. I want to watch one in theaters.
That would be so
that
cool.
That would be the best. Oh, my God.
Yeah, a Bleach movie with – I feel like the animation we've already gotten in Thousand Blood War has been so, like, movie-like already. To get a movie budget behind it now would be insane.
Yes.
Please remember the scene of Basby's arm firing off like a rocket and destroying a pillar. That shit was better animated than most of OG Bleach.
It was so cool. And one of the things that they mentioned also was that – I believe it was, like, the series composer was saying something along the lines of, oh, well, you know, Studio Pierrot has not been very good at marketing their series on a global standpoint, but he's like, this new division really allows us to do that much better. And I was like, oh, okay, all right,
well,
a little bit of shade
you.
Towards the previous yeah. one, but because he was saying, like, with the change in the anime scene now, like, you kind of have to do that. Like, you
that's
have
true. Anime's so big now.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to share some fun facts about Sam, if I might.
Okay,
about Sam, interesting.
This was given to me by a reputable source, the captain of Squad 9, Chill Z.
Chill Z!
Fuck. Okay. All right.
Who still just goes into random Discord channels and leaves weird fun facts. This one just says, Sam's middle name is Eugene.
I've known Sam for a long time. I did not know your middle name was
that. We all learned something new
every
day.
Sam. Mm-hmm. You told me a lie when you told me your
middle
name.
My bad, man. My bad.
This one's a long one. This is a... Man, it was really brave of Sam to tell us that he became bald because he accidentally grabbed a jug of sodium chloride instead of shampoo while showering one day.
I just where does it come from?
Sam,
like,
Sam, you weren't wearing your glasses. It's the shower. Like, it makes sense.
Like, what? Where does he come up with this?
I don't know. There's more. This one says, fun fact, Sam is actually deathly afraid of chickens.
So he eats them to get over the fear.
A big fan of chicken nuggets, but I hate chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have to look for these. I was just like, let me scroll. There's one. Yeah, Chilzy's got us. Sam likes to burn bugs and listen to their screams. There we go. And that's all for today.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and finish that because our glorious Captain of Squad 9, who not only made the theme song, which showed me committing war crimes that you guys hopefully saw at the beginning of this episode. He also has done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 issues of the Seirete Times as published by Squad 9. Mm-hmm. Shout out to our captains in Discord, mm-hmm. of course. Mm-hmm. This one says, Weaves Guild leaders wanted by PETA and Disney. So,
what did you do, Sam?
The first one says, Pythes is on the run from Disney lawyers for copyright infringement due to overuse of his Bankai.
Hell yeah.
And it shows a Mickey with red eyes while Pythes hides behind like one of those church walls. Like,
still a little frog.
He's still a frog. I guess Pythes has been given the representation of a small green frog that rides on like a blue ice mic or something like that.
Which is the best. That's better than I could come up with.
There's a second story in this same one.
Oh, no.
Sam got a pet monkey a few weeks ago and has been teaching it how to play BBS. Now he's under fire by gamers and PETA for account sharing with a monkey for more orbs.
I knew it. You couldn't have gotten all those orbs naturally.
Who's to really say that the monkey's not account sharing with me? So I think we're really discounting the monkey here. And then in case anybody was wondering, it says published by Captain of Squad 9 Chilzy. So here's another one. Squad 7 Captain Sergeant Barry has recently been caught trying to cheat at a dog show. Because he's Koma Mura. So, there you go.
So did he enter himself?
I don't know. I don't know how that went to. And then this is another issue. This one is page 1 of page 2. I didn't realize we were doing 2-page spreads now at this point.
Nice.
This one says, which is not something that I've ever promised. Chilzy is just shooting out of his ass again. As Sam promised, is what the magazine says. The Seirete Times are hosting the Weebs Guild National Degenerate Competition, where the winner will receive a free copy of Bleach Rebirth of Souls. As captain of Squad 9, I'm personally flabbergasted by some of the downright disturbing things I've covered in this investigation, but I hope you all enjoy the display and don't forget to vote in the DMs. So, there's a couple of there's a couple of chats that he's screenshotted and put on here, and we'll just read them out.
Oh, no.
So, from Diego Ace, one of our other captains in Discord. Anyways, I ordered a hitman on Sam. And you know who responds to it? Somebody responds to it and says, that's the correct choice? Pythes.
So the plot is thickening.
Pythes responds and gives the thumbs up on a hitman on me. Pythes, anything to say?
Sam, I was trying to defend you.
Sure.
You see the hitman, he's going to hide in the bushes. He's got his sniper. The second he takes aim at you, your head is going to blind him. He's going to shoot metal. The bullet will reflect black and kill him.
Okay. Good.
Now,
well,
he could now you would be killed easily if he just did it himself, but since he's in the hitman, I'm making sure you're okay, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. Okay. He's always looking out for number one. Well, speaking of, did you guys know that we have a spy in the Discord, according to the magazine?
A spy?
Yeah,
you say?
Poncast says that he has to come clean with everybody. This is a screenshot, by the way. I'm a spy sent by Mr. Beast, is what Poncast says.
I knew it. Mr. Beast couldn't leave us alone.
John, not missing a beat, follows up right after that. The only thing I hate more than world peace is smiling children, stupid babies.
The hell?
And then Poncast, you know, being a spy for Mr. B, says, that's messed up, bruv. I only hate old people and fuzzy animals. And then Zero, not wanting to be left out, says, I'm a furry. Does that count? And John, as if to say goodbye, says, well, time to burn my house down. And that's it.
Well, all right.
So some really disturbing news has been happening in the Discord, according to the Sarah's Hay Times. Really crazy. And then where I had to stop last time is because they announced who the winner is of the Weaves Guild National Degenerate Competition. It has been decided already. Now, this will shock you guys. This will truly shock you guys because there is apparently a free copy of Bleach Rebirth of Souls up for grabs that I have promised at some point. It's none other. Now, this is just purely coincidence, but it is none other than Chilzy himself.
Chilzy won?
The guy who publishes the magazine won
you
the free
what?
Copy.
Congrats, Chilzy.
that's truly crazy. I guess, you know, it was an independent contractor, is his lieutenant, whose name is Cone. He apparently completely unanimously read all the votes and counted them and tallied them to make sure that they were
legit.
It was legit. And he says it's good. It's good to go.
Listen, I would trust Cone with my firstborn child. That is inscrutable. You cannot scrute him. He's fine. I believe it.
There is a competing newspaper that has started. Have you guys seen it?
I have not seen
The Toshiro Times.
Oh, no. I did see this.
His hopped onto the scene to compete with the Seirete.
So Squad 10 is in on this now.
There's the Seirete Times. Now there's the Toshiro Times. They're going to be competing against each other.
The TTs.
Yeah, the TTs.
Just tell me what channel this is in.
They're all over the place.
They're being posted
everywhere.
You
really have to track them down because they just don't have a home.
Oh, my God.
So Toshiro Times, weirdly, this is so strange. The last thing the Toshiro Times posted is, we have gone out of business. Please refer any client to the Seirete Times as well. And then published by God Captain Chilzy. And there are pictures here of my head attached to nukes that seems to be hitting Disneyland on fire.
Jesus.
And then I am dressed up as Santa in another picture. I got an AK-47 and I'm flying over the forest shooting it. So I don't know what exactly I'm doing there.
I love that picture.
I have one more for you guys. And this is breaking news probably to both of you guys. So here we go. This is going to be breaking news. This just happened earlier. Firstly, the tagline of Sam's origin story revealed and Chilzy promoted.
Chilzy's been
Did you guys
promoted?
Know? Yes. Okay, listen. The origin story of Sam has recently been released to the public, showing the truth about his love for Bounce. And it shows me, I think I am taking the place of Asnot when I am in the hospital with really weak. And Jin Karya himself comes to visit me
he
in the hospital.
He came to visit? Mm-hmm.
And he says, let's become the strongest Bounce together. Aww. And that's the origin story, I guess, is how it became a Bounce. And here we go. In other news, Squad 9 Captain Chilzy also takes control of the 3rd Division after John turned traitor.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Interesting.
So,
oh yeah, because he's the Espada tier now, right?
He's the number one Espada.
Correct. Squad 3 was previously John's squad. Mm-hmm. So he was Gen. And Gen in the show also becomes traitor. He dips out. So there was an open spot for the captains. And I thought somebody else, you know, we'll give somebody else a shot. We'll have them do it. We'll see what happens. Nope. Chilzy went and created a second account and bought it.
No, he didn't.
So Chilzy has two accounts that are signed up now because fuck everybody else. Nobody else gets a chance. PV, Captain of Squad 1. Thank you. Matilda, Captain of Squad 2. Thank you. Then at Squad 3 now, because John left Best Buy, so we're just going to slot it in. It goes to also Chilzy. His name is, this is not me saying this, I'm paying $25 to make Sam say ooh-woo on camera. Captain of Squad 4, Rizix. Captain of Squad 5, Veronica Bermudez. Captain of Squad 6, Pickle Rick. Captain of Squad 7, Sarah Berry. Captain of Squad 8, Aether Paradox. Captain of Squad 9, Head Captain of Bount Chilzy, also Chaz Abuelo. Captain of Squad 10, Braxton. Captain of Squad 11, Diego Ace. Captain of Squad 12, Rustin Pierce. And Captain of Squad 13, Tribble Rule. Thank you guys to the captains for your long pledge support. Now,
thank you.
There's an opposing force that we have to thank as well. As John, the number one Espada, that puts him as Stark. The best Espada out there. So he is the first and only Espada. So, of course, thank you so much to John. And thank you guys to all of you who support us on Patreon, even though if you guys aren't captains, we do have lower levels as well. We appreciate you all for the support. If you guys want to check out our Patreon, we do put up the Bleach Boys podcast there early. The moment I'm done editing it, it goes up right away. You guys get additional content every single week with the Bleach Boys captains meeting, and you get uncut reactions to any sort of reacts that we do all on the Patreon. So check it out.
Thank you for shitposting.
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much. There is also a Weebs Guild visor tier that is up there, and then we're working on a Weebs Guild Squad 0 tier, but as previously discussed last time, we haven't really figured out what a value add that is. I still am really on board with sending like a clay like mold to my foot. I think... I'll sign the bottom of it, you know?
Listen, they make those, like,
I know.
Easy things. You could
stick your foot in a bucket.
You do it so quickly.
I mean, I have a size 13/14 foot, so it'd be pretty big.
He does have huge feet. Mm-hmm. I can confirm.
Mm-hmm. Also,
if you guys want to purchase his pictures.
Also, Pythies, I meant to tell you, and I'll tell you here on the podcast for proof. Matilda said that they want to play Master Duel with you, and they will only play fun decks so you can actually play the game.
Hey, that's fun.
I'm interested. I have to figure out how to update my computer off of Windows 7 Ultimate so I can get Steam to work.
Well, I think I would assume it's crossplay. How do you play it normally?
On my PS5.
Yeah, I bet it's crossplay.
Yeah, it should be crossplay.
Especially
then.
For a game like that's a card game. There's no fucking way.
I'm old. I don't know how technology works. So this I'll work it out.
You just need their username.
Yeah, I just need to make sure it's not against Gabe because Gabe would just slap me silly.
Yep.
Shout outs to this GIF that Chilzy made of Sam's face photoshopped on Goku going Super Saiyan that says Sam trying to grow hair.
Yeah, there's all that and more in our Discord. So if you guys want to check
Discord's
out
so
the Seirite News, the Toshiro Times, you want to see the openings that we keep getting made of us, it's all in there. It's all a blast. With people are recruiting for lieutenants for squads now. I'm having squad badges. People are trying to set up like warfare in the Discord. It's all kinds of fun stuff that's happening in there. So link for all that will be in the description.
The RP is legit, guys.
So I messaged this to Jose, and actually I messaged a lot of people earlier. Universal Fan Fest has officially started selling tickets. It is taking place April 25th, and it's running through May.
It's the last week of April, right?
Yeah, it's not going very long, but it's going to be similar to a Hollywood Horror Nights, but with fandoms there. And the big thing this year is they are bringing Jujutsu Kaisen, and they are bringing One Piece, which historically has only ever been in the Universal Studios. They are bringing special meals and food that are all themed from the series as well. Ooh. And they will have exclusive merch here at it. So I have some information that I just dropped for you guys today. Ooh. I have pictures of the merch. So there are in Japan, when we went to Universal Studios, one of the things that's really big out there is these like hats that kind of link around your chin. Oh. And they're like the big furry hats. You go to Universal Studios, everybody's wearing them. Everybody is wearing them. And like they are like Hello Kitty.
Is it Chopper?
There's a Chopper hat. There's another one that is like has a T-Rex biting your head. Like they are everywhere when you go out there to Universal Studios. So they are bringing a couple of those here. One of them is Chopper's hat, of course, with the little horns coming out of it. Then they are doing two for Jujutsu Kaisen, one of both of Megumin's wolf beasts.
Oh, that's cool.
So there's
cool.
a black and there's a white. That
I like that.
Get.
I want both yeah. of them.
And then they have a little keychain of both of the wolves. Then they have a tote bag that has the main cast on it. And then they have three keychains, one of Gojo, one of Mega Man, and one of Itadori. I'm hoping they bring the Gojo popcorn bucket here from Universal
Japan.
Oh, they
have a popcorn bucket?
They haven't announced that. There's been no news about that. They had just given sneak previews like literally today because the tickets started going on sale. Previously, we knew nothing about this. They're still in the middle of casting people because there's going to be live shows that are going to be happening.
Oh, what?
So there's one of the things. Here, I actually have the full. They have announced completely what it actually is. So,
oh, my God. Why didn't you guys tell me this bucket existed? I'm looking at it now.
Oh, it's sick, huh? It's so sick.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
For Jujutsu Kaisen, the experience that they're going to offer at Universal Studios, it's taking over the DreamWorks Theater. You know, where the Shrek 4D used to be?
Yeah,
so it's taking that over, and it says you're going to watch a big screen adventure inside of our DreamWorks Theater. Jujutsu Kaisen, Hunger of the Curse, follows Yuji Itadori as embarks on a journey from becoming the host of a powerful curse to learning how to fight it and other curses alongside fellow students at Tokyo Jujutsu High School. So I assume it's going to be something similar like Shrek 4D where maybe your seat will rumble and you'll watch a show happen at the same time. They're going to have Jujutsu Kaisen themed snacks, and then they're going to have Jujutsu Kaisen themed merch there as
That's
well,
badass.
Which we already talked about.
I need to know, is there going to be a like Twinkie-esque thing that is just Sakuna's finger?
So, ew. Unfortunately, there is not. So I feel like it's weird because they refer to Jujutsu Kaisen as this wildly popular manga. And
oh,
it's like,
they're
it's
referring
weird
to it as
like,
an anime?
It's really, really weird. I don't know why in the description they say that as well. But for One Piece, they're going like all out. They're also recommending that you guys cosplay. They really want people to show up in costume. You can meet all of the Straw Hat crew is one of the things. So this one, there is One Piece Grand Pirate Gathering. Ooh. Adventure awaits in the swashbuckling fan zone of One Piece. Get ready to meet Luffy and a Straw Hat crew like Zoro, Nami, Usopp, and Sanji. Capture all the fun with interactive photo opportunities and join the ranks of the most wanted pirates with the help of sketch artists. And then they have One Piece treasures. You can make your status official by getting a wanted pirate and some unique or get sketched as a wanted pirate and score unique merchandise.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd rather be an admiral.
Pythes be the one asshole.
Pythes is going to be an admiral and we're pirates.
So to touch base on some of the other stuff really quick, just so we hit the full thing. Star Trek, you could walk on board the USS Enterprise D. So you get to be on the bridge of it. Back to the Future, it says you could go back to Hill Valley in 1955 and relive iconic moments from the Back to the Future.
So that's probably
going to
be on the tram.
Because they already have that there.
Yeah.
So they'll probably just let you off the tram at that part and you can walk around. There's Dungeons & Dragons that's going to be here, Jose. And we'll go into detail on this one. We like Dungeons & Dragons. So it says embark on an adventure. Get your dice ready. Adventure is your favorite class from World's Greatest Role-Playing Game. It becomes a reality. Enter Waterdeep in an immersive walkthrough experience.
With
Meet
water?
In a tavern and shop themed merchandise. So it says fight to save Waterdeep. Join fellow Harpers on Dungeons & Dragons quest to save Waterdeep from the clutches of a notorious beholder, Xanathar the Beholder, in the world action-packed Dungeons & Dragons Secrets of Waterdeep. They're going to have themed drinks there. One of them is Eldritch Blast, Jose.
You know me, dude. I'm always an Eldritch Knight.
And this is taking place like behind where the Transformers ride is. So like literally
so
behind
the
building. Yeah, you can see the map here. So I'm going to show it to Jose and we'll explain it. So you walk all the way down, right? That's Transformers.
Yeah.
There is the entrance to Nintendo World. You go all the way down here and there's a building behind it.
Oh, what? It might be one of the sound studios then that they're not using.
Yeah, that's crazy. What? There's one other one. Actually, there's two. There's Harry Potter. We don't really care.
More
but they're going to say they're going to have a Niffler that's going to be there. Celebrate your house pride at Hogwarts. Always a breathtaking new show. And then for Super Nintendo World, they are going to bring out Yoshi.
Okay.
Super cool. Now, if you don't, now I assume most people like either One Piece or Jujutsu Kaisen. I feel like that's a pretty safe bet. I'm really hoping if this does well, we get this in rotation every year. And that way they can change out whatever it's going to be. Because I have said a very, very long time ago that Disney is so killer with all the properties that they own that Universal Studios is kind of like lacking. You know, Universal Studios in Orlando still has Marvel properties. That they have like a whole World of Heroes over there where they have
that's
like,
right.
the
Hulk, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. And I don't know how long they're going to hold on to that. I don't know how that agreement is in place. But what would fill that void perfectly would be bringing anime properties over.
Yes.
That would be the perfect way to fight against Disney. Now, that being said, here's going to be a little bit of a heartbreak. I don't know how much hope we can have for getting something like Bleach. Because Bleach streams on Disney Plus.
And
Bleach streams on Disney Plus.
But there's a possibility of getting Bleach shit in Disney World.
Maybe Disney Japan.
I don't know. Because Universal Studios has a lot. Like, they have Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer was at Universal Studios Japan. They've done Jujutsu Kaisen. They've done One Piece. Those are the only three that they've really done. I don't know if they've ever done Naruto. You can hope. I can see that easily making its way over here, but it's not very relevant to now. I could see them doing Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer 100%.
They could easily, because it seems like they're taking a lot of the shows from Japan and bringing them over here. That's kind of how they're adapting it. So I could easily see them bringing the Demon Slayer right over here as well. But if you wanted to go, it's April 25th to May 18th. It's very short. That's like, what, 2 or 3 weeks at max? They're going to have Devil Fruit Conchas. That's going to be there as one of the things as well. They're going to have special themed churros. That's going to be there for Jujutsu Kaisen. There is Yuji's Chocolate Curse. There's Sukuna Curse Crunch, which is like a cookie with Sukuna's mouth on it.
I want that. That sounds weird.
Yeah, there's multiple themed treats for each of these things. So it's going to be really, really fun. I'm going to go. Jose is still thinking about if he's going to go or not. The tickets are kind of expensive.
Well, I mean, the only expensive part is the VIP Plus.
Well, so yeah, you can buy. So let me get the full information here, because you can go. I believe the event starts at 7. So you can go to just the event at 7. And if you want a basic ticket, it's going to run you about $70 looking at.
That's not that bad.
I'm going to assume that maybe it goes to midnight. That's okay. Just going to be my guess.
That makes sense.
I'm going to assume it's probably 7 to midnight. Does anybody know what the hours typically are for like a Hollywood Horror Nights? How late does it go?
I'm pretty sure it goes to like 1.
Okay. I would probably the same thing then, right? So here are your ticket options. You could go $74. That gets you into just like the Fan Fest. You go $173, which gets you into Universal Fan Fest, and it gets you Express Pass access to each in-world experience, ride, and attraction once.
Okay.
You can pay $203, and you get admission and unlimited Express access per day to each in-world experience for $203. Then you can check in early if you want to enjoy Universal Studios early at 2 p.m. $114, you can get to Universal Studios 2 p.m., enjoy it. And then you also get early access to the extra FanFest stuff at 5:30.
Okay, that's not bad.
And then you could also pay $228, which is what I paid for. Now that I'm thinking about it, that's twice the price, which is crazy. You get in at 2 p.m., you get Express access to every single regular ride during the day, and then when FanFest happens, you also get Express access to all of those rides once each.
Damn.
So that's the one I bought. That's $228. Then they offer a FanFest VIP tour, which if you haven't done the Universal VIP tour, is very, very cool. It's cool to do it once and never do it again, because it's not super expensive like Disneyland. So if you wanted to do FanFest VIP tour, $373. You get a shared, expertly guided walk tour of the event, private VIP trolley transportation, unlimited express access, and then you get a gourmet dinner with alcoholic beverages included, including a private VIP dining room and complimentary valet parking.
Nice.
And you could also purchase, so if you wanted to purchase the $74 and then purchase early access to the event at 5:30, you could upgrade your ticket for $20 as well.
That's not that bad at all.
So they have a lot of options, and they also have options if you're a pass member. I believe you can get in cheaper. So they have options for it. They're really trying to push the event. I hope it's successful. I would love to see this more and more, because I've said this before. I don't like being scared. I don't watch scary movies, so I have zero interest in going to Halloween Horror Nights or anything like that. But a fan fest, I'd be there.
That sounds fun. Now, my wife loves scary movies, but she will not go to Horror Nights.
Yeah,
she's just like, fuck that shit.
There's a lot of cool stuff. Now, I am – here's what I'm going to manifest right now, even though I said it's very unlikely. This is super successful. Sells out. Everybody has a great time. They want more and more and more and more. Next year, they do it again. Bleach Core 4 comes out in 2026. What's popular? Bleach. Everybody wants Bleach there. They bring Bleach as the next one. We have all kinds of special Bleach merch. It's beautiful. we see a live action Lee J. Barrow in owl form. That's going to be as part of the thing that walk around. It's going to be fantastic. Oh, can I also, I didn't put this in my note, but I've just triggered myself. You guys remember last time how I was saying I bought the Propica for Tensei Zangetsu?
Yes.
And I was like, it's so weird. I've seen other people with it. And I don't know what's up with mine. I finally got an email.
What'd they say?
So here's what happened. They have received the product. Now, I have not physically purchased it yet because, like I said, on AmiAmi, you purchase it when it arrives, like when you pay for shipping. That's when they charge you for the whole thing. But you still like, hey, order this. And they're like, cool, got it. And then they'll charge you all at once at the end. They said that the item is so big, it does not fit in any box that they have. Not a single one. So because they have to order special boxes to properly ship it to me, it's not going to come till May. Or not May, March. It's not going to come till March. Because they have to wait for the boxes to
come
in.
Damn.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Damn, get fucked.
Like, that's crazy. So at least I know it's on the way. But there's other websites where I could just buy it. Like, I could just buy it right then and there. I like AmiAmi a lot. The only reason I'm sticking around is because I really like AmiAmi as a website. I think they're cool. But I don't know. Tell me ahead. It's like, purely they had the dimensions, right? They had to be given the dimensions of what the box is going to be like.
I mean, they should have, yeah.
And then it could have been like, oh, maybe we need the box that's this dimensions. Like, how are we going to ship this? Instead, they just waited for it to show up in their lap. And they're like, oh, damn. Like, that's crazy. We don't have a box for
damn.
That. Like, I just got scammed.
Sounds like a normal Sam thing to happen.
Yeah, well, the second thing that would normally happen is I would send a raging bitch email at them. But
I
have
true.
Not sent one because, I really like AmiAmi.
If you guys were here from the very beginning of the Otaku podcast, you know, Sam may or may not have received a scarf from Funimation.
Dude. Jose, you're going to trigger me outside of oblivion. You're going to trigger me over that scarf, dog.
I guess I'll sum it up by saying Sam and Funimation don't get along. How long was it? Like a year and a half?
No, it was longer than that. It was like fucking 3 or 4 years.
It literally showed up randomly.
Where is that scarf?
The ghetto
it's
one?
No, my Funimation scarf's got to be here somewhere.
Maybe someone will get it.
I bet it's over there. I bet it's...
Oh, it's in the prop closet?
Imagine somebody get the ultimate Funimation scarf that I slaved 5 years for. Fucking assholes.
I was telling you needed to drape that shit in the background as like a trophy.
Just to quickly sum it up for someone that hasn't listened to our many, many years of podcasts, Funimation released the ultimate fan tier way back in the day. This is before Crunchyroll even did this. They were trendsetters. And part of it was once you subscribe for a full year up front, and you'll get a special annual gift that's only for that tier. That's the only tier that you'll get it. You'll get an annual gift for that. So like a year and a half went by and I was subscribed and I was like, wait a second, like where the fuck is my annual gift? So I emailed them and I was like, hey, I signed up for this tier. I don't see it in the description anymore. They got rid of it.
Yeah.
That there is a special annual gift. And I said, you know, love the platform. But one of the reasons I signed up was for the annual gift because I wanted to open it for the YouTube channel. I didn't put that in my email. They ghosted me. Like, and so I had to track down. I sent email after email after email. And every person I spoke to is, oh, hold on, let me get my upper management involved. Oh, hold on, we're going to reach out back to you. Ghosted, 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 nothing, nothing, nothing. I was emailing for like 2 years of like, hey, just checking up on this. Oh, we're so sorry. My manager's looking into that for you. Oh, so sorry. Like we're trying to figure out what's going on. It was maybe 2 or 3 years later that I get a random email. Hey, your ultimate fan swag is out for delivery. I'm like, what the fuck? And finally I get the email and I see what it is. It's a scarf. It's a scarf. I paid something like $200 and my ultimate super secret gift is a scarf. And so I think they like ship the scarf and then it also gets lost. I have no fucking idea where it went. Mm-hmm. And it just takes for years to get here because we knew it was a scarf for a very long time. Yep. And couldn't get it. And then Jose and Josh got me a scarf, which is very, very nice. Finally, I get the scarf. And it's just like, that's the only thing they sent me. It's just like a fucking, the cheapest scarf I've ever seen in my fucking life. There was multiple very Karen emails sent from my personal email address. And they're very lucky that ChatGPT didn't exist back then because they would have been very properly pissed emails.
But
from
the
me.
Best part was that every week he would update us. Like, he's like, well, I got this email now. Yeah. And like, fuck them. And that's why they got bought out by Sony.
Dude, it was just such a waste of time. Like, and then they got rid of it. And then they got bought up by Crunchyroll and they fused all together. It was like such a fucking waste of time. And now I get the Crunchyroll one. I have the Ultimate Fan one where they send me a box every year or something like that. And it's usually just filled with garbage.
I have a complaint about Crunchyroll. I do like them, right?
Okay, yep. I'm listening.
When they fused with Right Stuff Anime.
Oh, Right Stuff was the best website for merch, dude.
It was, dude, I bought all my Bleach figures from there. And now that they're over in Crunchyroll, they're gone. They have like two Bleach figures.
Right
and I'm
Stuff,
like, what
when you
the
bought
hell?
Stuff from them, Jose, they used to ship it so nicely. Like fucking packed in there beautifully. You can ship a baby in Right Stuff's packaging and it would come alive.
I think I kept one of my boxes.
Dude, it's so nice. And they would put the packaging on the top and they have the little fillers that would like force it to conform to the manga or the Blu-ray that's getting sent out.
It was the absolute best.
Yeah. I can't believe that Right Stuff. Now, obviously, I think Right Stuff is a independent like retailer, it's very hard to compete with somebody like Crunchyroll. So if I was in Right Stuff's position as well, and they offered to buy me, I'd be like, you know what? It's gonna eventually we're gonna lose. It's a losing battle.
Yeah. It's just that Right Stuff doesn't really care for Bleach, and that was my biggest issue with it.
Right Stuff or Crunchyroll?
Or I mean Crunchyroll. Sorry. Right Stuff, you were fantastic.
Yeah,
with
we
Bleach.
Love Right Stuff here.
We love Right Stuff. I bought so much stuff. That's where I bought. I want to eat your pancreas.
Oh yeah, Right Stuff was so good.
Mid Scarf like feud is when I started watching the channel. So every week he just be like, "Here's what the fuck happened. Fuck Funimation."
Yeah, it was literally
it was
a bunch
so
of
so garbage, man. Also, the Funimation website for watching things. I don't know if they even still have stuff on the Funimation website, but it was dog shit. It was really bad.
Yeah, it was really bad. I remember when I found out that you could just link stuff to it too.
Yeah, Right Stuff was the goat. Crunchyroll, bleh. Funimation was dog shit. But you know who I still really like as a distributor, and I think they're either going to go away or they're going to get bought up pretty soon, is Sentai Filmworks. I really like Sentai Filmworks.
Aw, man.
They just don't ever get any good licenses anymore.
That's true.
It just doesn't happen. They have like the dog shit of dog shit anime on there. They're just like, oh, like here's generic anime number 5. And it's like, oh, yep, Sentai Filmworks has that one. So I can't imagine they're making money.
They used to have really good shit back in the day.
Yeah, they did. They used to be the people that put out Food Wars. Mm-hmm. Food Wars was huge. That was a huge license for them to get.
Remember those Food War boxes you guys would get?
Yeah.
That's where I got. You could get like the entire series of Clannad for like $15.
Yeah, they did a Kame ga Kill as well. Huge one.
Yeah.
Really cool box set for it as well. They used to do Sentai Filmworks used to have the best fucking box set.
Yeah, they had really nice quality.
They would always
ones.
Release limited edition box sets. Always. They were my goat. Loved Sentai Filmworks.
Did they do with your SAO one that you have?
SAO was probably Aniplex.
Oh, you're right.
Typically,
the huge
that's,
one.
That's Aniplex.
That's the that heavy one that,
one
that might kill one of us one day, right?
Aniplex has a really good strategy where they release very limited amount of box sets, but they are expensive as fuck.
Yeah,
they
fucking
are really, really expensive. And I don't know if Aniplex still does it because I've been buying a lot less stuff recently with a wedding coming. Aniplex used to do this thing, and they did it for Demon Slayer, which I thought was super fucking smart. They would release their super high quality, and like Aniplex was legitimately, even the video on the Blu-ray was super high quality. They would release a really expensive one, cost like $200 for the season, like something cool.
Damn, okay.
And then a few months later, they would release just like a basic ass Blu-ray one through like Crunchyroll. They're like, you guys have this one. And they would charge you like regular price, like 40, 50, like 40, 60 bucks, whatever it may be. And then you still have the really nice one with all the bells and whistles and the really nice box. Or you could just have the shitty one in the blue box that, like, that just says Demon Slayer on it.
Demon Slayer.
Smart business strategy, because I'm sure they just sold the license to Crunchyroll. Like, here, put out a fucking basic ass bitch one. And then they raked in the collector's market. Yeah, anyway, so Miss Right Stuff Anime, that stuff. If anybody has a really good, like, U.S. distributor for anime, I would love to know. Where do you guys buy your stuff for U.S.?
Yeah, I recently, my taxes are going to be coming in soon. And
okay, all right.
I would love to purchase some more GEM figures. I am obsessed with that series. I missed out on the new Orihime 1000 Year Blood War, so I will be buying it after it comes out.
Yikes.
Same with the Ichigo that's breaking the ground, lunching forward towards Yuha.
Oh, yeah.
Because I still have a Gin that's unboxed. And I also have... Who else do I have? Oh, the Okiora is still unboxed. It's just they're both sitting unboxed because I have no space for them.
All right. Well, let us know if you guys have any recommendations. Should I just wrap up the last little bit of Bleach news and then we'll move on here?
Yeah.
Bleach Soul Resonance, the mobile game that is being produced by a Chinese developer that went absolutely missing for a very, very long time. It is back in action. They have updated everybody in the Discord. They left a little note here and they said, "Dear players, thank you so much for your continued support of Bleach Soul Resonance. We know it's been a quiet year and many of you have wondered whether development was still moving forward. We truly appreciate your patience and understanding during this challenging time. Today, I'm excited to share some big news. International players will be able to participate in the upcoming Chinese beta.
Woo-hoo!
While the beta will only support the Chinese language for now, we hope you'll enjoy experiencing the gameplay firsthand. I'll be sharing more information on how to participate. There will be a series of events and players can try and obtain codes. I'm sure everyone is eager for more updates on the global release, and I can't wait to share any information I get. Rest assured, our team is working hard to bring Bleach Soul Resonance in English and Japanese. Stay tuned, Bleach Soul Resonance team," and that is via Genta, who is the Discord moderator. I guess a key takeaway from that: one, there's going to be a Chinese beta, which is going to be super, super cool. Secondly, is the only way that we'll be able to join is you have to go through a series of events and players can try and obtain codes.
And get a code.
So there's no guaranteed way for you to play this game. Now, once again, not to brag, actually, yes, to brag, I played this game and I thought it was very, very good when I played it a year ago. I can only imagine what it's looking like now. It is a lot of fun and very Devil May Cry-esque.
Ooh,
I highly, highly recommend playing it if you do get the chance. Now, when I played it, the only way I was able to play it was through an emulator on the PC.
Mm-hmm.
They might still be doing that because I thought I saw that they are partnered with an emulator. Like, that is like one of their partners for the game. So they still might force you to play through that emulator, which was not the best experience, but I still really enjoyed it. It was really, really smooth.
I believe in you, Sam. You can get in that beta.
Yeah, he's going to make
you.
It.
Thank you. Last little bit as well. Kubo posted a comment on his club this week, and he said that today we're doing the interview for the third core Blu-ray booklet. So they always have a little extra booklet they put in there. They are doing the interview for that. Additionally, there is a couple of club outside questions. Let's go over them really quick. They're dog shit questions, so we'll go ahead and tack them on here, and then we'll move to the captain's meeting. How did you guys know Aizen Sosuke hates boiled eggs?
He hates boiled eggs.
Yes, I did.
So the question was, but which type does he dislike more, hard-boiled or soft-boiled? Or is it simply that he can't tolerate the existence of boiled eggs? And Kubo responds, he hates the texture of hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, I never thought of it as a texture thing.
I guess it is what it is. We're all better off for that.
That's one of the reasons why I fucking hate coconut.
Dude, I can't eat coconut either, specifically coconut shavings.
It's the texture. I hate the way it feels.
That. Yeah, and then like grinds in between my teeth. Ugh.
It's like the taste of how like it sounds when you scrape nails on a chalkboard. It's just, I hate it.
I agree with you.
So you're saying that we're going to hang out with Aizen.
Yeah.
We have two more equally dog shit questions. Here we go. Six-seat Kojimaru's parental home is said in one of the volumes to be one of tattoo artists. Is that where Renji got his done? And Kubo responds, Renji got his done someplace else, but that's where Hisagi and Rikichi got theirs done.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Renji got his shit done in the back alley.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
He was too poor to afford any of that, so he didn't go there. And then the last question, which this is really going to make you roll your eyes. Why does Hitsugaya hate his completed Bankai form? Is it because he shrinks back after releasing it? Kubo responds, it's because it makes him feel old.
Who says that? Who asked that question? He says that in the manga. He says he doesn't like the way it looks.
So those were your three club outside questions this week. I hope you guys weren't expecting any good lore, because that's it. Okay, well, that's been all the club outside questions. I do have a couple more things to talk about. We did skip over in our slander against Crunchyroll and Viz Media that their account was hacked. And a lot of information, well, not a lot, but some account information was leaked via Crunchyroll logins. So make sure you guys change your password on Crunchyroll, because apparently somebody has access to some of that. Also, Pythes has finished all of Mashal Season 2. So we will talk about that in the captain's meeting. Jose, you have watched the first two episodes of Fate Stay Night.
Yeah, Unlimited Blade Works.
And I tried to watch another anime this week, and we will talk about that all in the captain's meeting as well. So we have a lot to talk about. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. We appreciate your support. If you guys want to check out the additional content, we do have our Bleach Boys captain's meeting going on right now. It'll be up on the Patreon for you guys, patreon.com/weebsguild. You can join for as little as $5 is our lowest tier. So we do appreciate any support that you can give to us. With that, we will see you guys next week for potentially more Bleach news. It just seems like it never stops.
We're still getting it, baby.
So
Bleach
we're gonna
Boys
ride
forever.
That all the way to 2026. It's never going to stop.
Bleach Boys forever. It's going to be on our tombstones.
Oh, also really quick on the back end of this before we say goodbye, the O Museum is going on. I've not seen a single person post about these Bleach keycaps that I really want from it. So I don't know where the fuck they're at. I don't know where people are selling
coming.
Them. If anybody is going to the Korea exhibit and wants to buy me Bleach keycaps, let me know, okay? At the Weebs Guild.
Oh, Sam is still obsessed with it, huh? I forgot.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you. We'll see you guys next time.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier.
Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.